where you are in life with the age of their children, what would you say? What would you say about being a mom at the stage that she was at? And it blessed me so much because she took a moment and she was silent. She didn't answer right away. She pondered and she thought about it. And then she goes, Jeremiah 33:3. Okay, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. And I'm kind of sitting there going, okay, I've never had anybody ever put Jeremiah 33:3 together with being a mom. Never. And so it's like, okay, share a little bit more with me, Charity. And so she does. And she said, what this means to me, this Jeremiah 33:3, is there's times in dealing with her children, and each one of her children are different. And she knows that she can cry to God, and he will show her great and mighty things which she knows not about her children and their destiny. I said, wow. And then the other thing that she shared that was so good, and she said, you know, in the moment, moms, in the moment when they're little, and when the sticky handprints are all over the place and all of those things, and in the moment when a child is just set on having something and they're not going to let go of it, they won't back off, they won't stop. I mean, 20 minutes later, they're still persistent. And it's just, could you just please let this go? But they won't let it go. In those moments when it's hard to see their destiny, she uses that scripture and helps her not to get stuck in that moment when it's really a challenge and when it's really hard. And I just thought the wisdom that is there is just so absolutely wonderful. So thank you for sharing that with me and Nuggets, and now I get to pass it on to other people. And just another thought that I had, when dishes talk to you. As a man, I've never heard dishes talk. But I understand, as I've been married for a number of years and pastored for a number of years, I realize that dishes have a voice. How many moms in here could say amen? They do. Dishes talk. And if you want, take your Bible and just open up to the book of Luke. We won't be very long here. When dishes talk, they talk. I remember one time down at Rushville, I just, you know, the dishes in the kitchen and stuff like that. They don't just... leave them alone. They're just fine. Don't worry about them. And the ladies in the church let me know, oh yeah, they talk. They're talking. They're saying, I'm here. Come deal with me. I'm making a mess of the kitchen. Come on. You can't leave these things dirty. This has got to get cleaned up. Any ladies in here ever had dishes talk? You ever had other things talk to you? You ever feel pulled in multiple directions at one time? You know, and think about all the different things that talk to you and want your attention. But I really, really like these passages of Scripture, and I want to focus primarily on verse 42 today. But starting at verse 38, and I said 11, I meant Luke 10, my bad. Luke 10, verse 38. Now it happened when they had entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him, Jesus, into her house, and she had a sister called Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. But one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken from her. And just, I have three thoughts here. But one thing is needed. You know, when you go to the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about a time to save and a time to throw away and a time and a time and a time. There are times in life where we really ought to zero in and focus on, at this time, what's needed. And at this time, what is not needed. And for Mary right now, and you know what? It's okay to be Mary. Turn and look at somebody and say, it's okay to be Mary. Okay? And for all of you Marthas out there, I'm talking to you. Okay? It's okay to be Mary. It's okay to let the dishes talk. And just, you know, they're talking to you, just ignore them. Because there's times in life where certain things just ought to be ignored. How many of us know serving is important? And that's what Martha was doing. She was serving. But you know, there was something better to be doing at that time. And Mary chose. She chose. I think that's interesting. Sometimes in life, we have to deliberately choose what is best for that moment. You know, because Mary knew. I wonder if she realized how rare. I don't know that she had this opportunity a lot. And she realized, I've got an opportunity here. And she's stepping outside of the norms of the day. You know, she should be in the kitchen. But I don't want to be in the kitchen. I want to be sitting at the feet of Jesus. I want to be hearing what he has to say. And dishes, shut up. Just shush. Not now. And there's a point in time in our lives where we just need to say that to things. Not now. I will deal with you later. Maybe you'll stay in one piece. Maybe not. No, anyway. But, you know, because things talk to us in life. And they pull on us. And they pull us in different directions. But one thing is needed. But one thing is needed. What's needed in the moment, moms? What's needed in the moment? In the moment. And then choose. Choose. She chose. She chose that good part. And I like this. I think Jesus was saying two things to Mary. When about Mary when she was talking to Martha. And it will not be taken from her. I think Jesus was letting Martha know, Martha, I am not taking this from Mary. I am not going to tell Mary to get up and get in the kitchen. Because she has chosen the one thing at this moment that was needed, and I will not take it from her. And I also believe he was saying, and the enemy will not take it from her. Amen? It is needed. So that's just my exhortation, just real short. Moms, it's okay to be Mary. I have to chuckle. My wife, she left, but this morning she said to us, she says, oh, because we're going to go home and we're going to have lunch and celebrate Mother's Day, and we're going to use paper plates. Yep. And what she said is, she goes, I'm making it easier for you guys. Because she ain't planning on doing the dishes. She's been dealing with them dishes already. And, you know, she's like staying out of the kitchen. And then she said, oh, she started to hear the kitchen call a little bit. And she goes, oh, I'm pretty sure I'll be in the kitchen today. You know, so it was already talking to her, already calling at her. But we're doing paper plates today. Yay! Amen. Dealing with the dishes already. And just choosing what's important for the moment. And then the last thing over in the book of Ephesians, I'm going to just flip there. And I'm really sad that my wife isn't here, but maybe she's downstairs listening. Yeah, honey, if you're down there, knock three times on the ceiling. There it is, yay! And you guys got the reference to the old song. At least some of us got it. Others are like, I got no clue what you're talking about. But anyway, here in Ephesians, honor. 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 Moms, you are worthy of honor. You are worthy of honor. Every mom is worthy of honor. God says so. God tells us as children, and I'm a child of a woman, all of us in here are. And even though my mom has passed away, she's worthy of honor. And even in my memory and in my conversation of her, I will honor her. Mom, you're worthy of honor. Not just when you've done a perfect job. And not just when you feel like you should be honored. But you're worthy of honor because God says, honor your mother and your father. Honor. So moms, go ahead and receive that honor. Go ahead and realize God says, yeah, yeah. Because there's a wonderful promise in here. Ephesians 6:2, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and that you will live long on the earth. If we want to do our children a great service and a great favor, we will teach them how to honor their mom and how to honor their father. Just a great, you're doing your child a service when you teach them. And I am so blessed because I've got to listen to Gabe and Charity, and I get to listen to David Breezy. And something that I'll hear every once in a while is, don't talk to me like that. You don't get to talk to me like that. And I love that. And then when you hear another parent say, you don't get to talk to your dad like that. You don't get to talk to your mom like that. In teaching children how to honor their parents. And dads, we can help a lot. We can help a whole lot. We can help a whole lot. And just remember this phrase, more things are caught than taught. I want to tell you, that's just a good thing to remember. More things are caught than taught. A great part of teaching our children how to honor is by honoring. Because if I will honor Diana, children are going to see that. And something I often say to young people, it depends on whether I'm talking to a young man or a young lady, but I will often tell young ladies, you pay attention to how that young man that you're interested in, you pay attention to how he treats his mom. Because how he treats his mom is how he will treat you. And the reverse is true too. And moms, I think this happens. Through the course of years and raising children, do you ever sometimes wonder, do they honor you? Do you ever sometimes wonder, do they respect me? Do they have that value? Because you run through those seasons of life growing up. Well, we hit something here, and to get to see the honor that children have for their mom. I want to say it, but I'm just going to talk about the three boys right now. The girls, beautiful relationship with their mom. But a year ago, Diana's dad had a heart attack. And Gabe and Charity were here. And in the midst of remodeling the camper, redoing a whole bunch of work on this fifth-wheel travel trailer to get it ready for an Airbnb. And, I mean, there is way more work to be done than time. And Diana and I take off, and we head to the other side of the state. And I was shocked. Gabe and Charity loaded up their two boys and to the other side of the state. In the midst of everything that was going on, there they were on the other side of the state. Why? Well, they love family, and I know because Gabe loves his mom, loves his grandpa. And just that service. And then here about a month or so ago, month and a half, I don't know the exact weeks in there, but Diana's dad passed away. And he had a heart attack at first, and then there was a week in between, and we went, and there's Vaughn there. A little bit tough for Gabe and Charity come all the way from Australia. But there's Vaughn there. You know, make the trip there. Why? Loves his grandpa, but then also for his mom to be there. We come back. Diana's dad passes away. So we head back out there. Vaughn rides out there with us. He's making another trip across the state to be there. And then Caleb buys an airline ticket. He doesn't spend 24 hours in Freeman. He spends about 18 hours there. But I got to watch those two boys, and I know that Gabe would have done the same exact thing if he wasn't in Australia. And I got to watch those two boys be around their mom. You talk about a blessing. To see the kids honor their mom like that. So moms, you might hit those times where you're The enemy might try to throw wonderment in there. But there will be those moments in life when you'll know. And for me to get to watch the response of how my children responded to what Diana was walking through, it was settled. Moms, you're worthy of being honored. As parents, let's help our children. And like I asked my mom one time, I said, Mom, will I ever stop being your child? Doesn't matter how old I am, I will always be her child. Children, honor. I think when we hear that verse, we often think of littler ones in here. But you know what? It's for bigger ones. It's for all of us to honor. So moms, and let's see. I wonder if I took long enough. Oh, I didn't. The children aren't here yet. I need to preach longer. Yeah. Yay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can I get all the moms? I think Scott went over to help. The children are going to come over here in a little bit. But hallelujah. I don't know how my timing's working out. I'm waiting for the children to come here. But what we'd like to do, could we get all the moms, please, to stand up? And I'd like you to come on forward. And then there's going to be a bunch of children walking through that back door here in just a little bit. All of the moms. This kind of going in slow motion here. Amen. And moms, if you'll just come on up and you can face the congregation just like a maid, make a line here in front and face the congregation. And I hope the children are pretty close to coming, otherwise you're going to be standing here a long time. Wow. And then you can fill up in the middle too, in front of the pulpit area there if you want. Do I hear little feet? Wow. We got more room on this side. Oh, here we go. Perfect timing. We got room over here, moms. If we spread out, it'll make it a little easier. And you can stand in front of the pulpit if you want. Hallelujah. And we got, they're back there. They're excited. But what we'd like to have, you looking for a Kleenex. Sorry. Moms, we've got enough flowers here today for you that each one of you for sure take two, okay? And then there's going to be some more in the bucket when you go out. And if you have a daughter or a mom or somebody you would like to pass a flower on to today, please take an extra one. Please grab. We'd rather people be enjoying them other than them just sitting here in a bucket during the week. But if those children want to come on in, come on in. Yeah, bring them. Sawyer, help bring them in. Come on, Lucas. Come on, guys. Go ahead and I know children want to find their mom first, and then they're going to make sure a flower gets to every mom. Keep coming. We got moms without flowers, and some only have one. We want to double up. And my wife needs a tulip. She needs a tulip. Tulips are her favorite flower. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. And if a mom's only got one flower, give her a second one. Go over there, Lucas, go over there, double up. Give some of those moms two flowers. Come on. Come in. Go over there.